Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. You can find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD wherever you find your podcasts, or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. And tonight, I'm being joined on the tiny stage by some old friends back in studio. We say hello to total strangers. How are you guys doing?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. It's been a hot minute. I think it's been over a year since you guys have been here.
Over a year. We're happy to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back. There has been a lot going on behind the scenes since you guys were last here. So before we get to all the good stuff, introduce yourselves. Who is here?
I am Pat.
I'm Malfe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Ben.
Brendan.
Fantastic. And if people want to follow you online tonight, where's the best place to go?
Our Instagram is _TotalStrangers. Our Facebook is Total Strangers. And our website is TotalStrangersMusic.com.
And there's a big event coming up later on in the month to celebrate a milestone. Give us the details.
Yeah, we have our EP release show at Soundcheck Studios in Pembroke at 8 p.m. on May 23rd. It's the Thursday before Labor Day.
So cool. And for tickets for that show, where's the best place to go?
Facebook. You can find the event page there. It has the ticket link in it and also on our website.
This is great. Everybody's so coordinated tonight. This seems like Mal's doing.
Also, it's the Thursday leading into Memorial Day weekend, not Labor Day weekend. I love you so much.
Good call. So it's not that late in the summer. Summer's not over quite yet.
It's okay. Good try.
And the EP, which is coming out, is it coming out that exact same day?
The exact same day.
Awesome. And give us the details about that.
Our first debut single came out last Thursday. It's called Moving On. Our second single is Refrigerator Light, coming out this Thursday. And our EP that has been in the works for over a year is finally coming out on Thursday, May 23rd.
Fantastic. And some other news, too, is that you are moving on to the Last Band Standing Finals, which are, I believe, on June 7th at Mix 365 in Malden. You won the Plymouth Night, so congratulations on that. What was that experience like?
That was awesome. And first of all, congratulations to all the other bands. Everyone killed it that night. It was a ton of fun. And we're excited to be moving on and checking out the next bands that we got to go up against.
And not just that night. All the nights of Last Band Standing this year have just been phenomenal. I mean, I can't wait to see what's going on the finals in Malden, but there's just been so many great bands, and the ones that are moving on are really, really good. So if you can make it that night, head over to anymusicawards.com for details on the Last Band Standing finals. Also, if people want to support a great nonprofit organization, you guys are performing at the Talking Information Center annual gala, which is happening on June 6th at Indian Pond Country Club.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one.
So plenty of chances to see Total Strangers, and you can hear the new EP by following their Facebook, and you can find it up on Spotify once the album is actually out. But the first time you were here, you were full electric band. The second time you were here, you were semi-acoustic. Tonight is completely acoustic. So what are we starting off the night with?
We're starting off the night with Hurricane, which is a newer song of ours that we're excited for you guys to check out.
Fantastic. Let's hear it. We have Total Strangers live on the tiny stage, 95.9 WATD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
One, two.
Something strange about the summer. She only likes it when it rains. Says there's too many shadows when the sun is out. She's kinda like a hurricane. There's nobody she believes in. Tried the Bible when insane. Held her pride when he took her heart and used her name in vain. She said sick of living in the future. I'm tired of thinking about my past. I'm pretty sure that the only place I'm comfortable is dead last. She's jaded. I'm faded. She saved me. I needed change.
Total Strangers live on the tiny stage, completely acoustic tonight. Loving the sound. Talk about that song, Hurricane. How did that one happen?
This song was a co-write that we all worked on together. As far as the lyrics, it was kind of written in like third person as it started. And it was kind of about not really knowing what to hold on to.
So it's unreleased. It's not on the official EP. Any plans to include that on a future project?
Definitely. It will definitely come out on either the next project or the next one after that. We've got a lot in the works.
So this is, we mentioned this a few times, your third time on the radio show. Since the band first started playing together, how do you think you each have evolved as musicians individually?
Who wants this one?
It's a great question, John.
And yet radio silence.
And yet.
I don't know about individually, but I think we've definitely gotten better as playing as a group and sort of like being able to read each other a little bit, because we played at least once a week for like 3 years. You know, we had a Thursday residency and then we were doing tons of other gigs on top of that. Like, we never actually rehearsed until I think like this February. So it was like 3 years of just playing together. And I feel like that gave us a huge advantage, because like now we're super familiar with like everybody's styles and strengths and weaknesses. And as we move into like writing and rehearsing original music, we can really take that in mind. And I think like everybody is able to play to each other's strengths on another level.
So in the time that you've all been playing together, what is your proudest moment so far?
I have one. I don't know if it's the proudest moment, but it's kind of funny and it did make me proud. But we played at this like really tiny music festival called Melody Mountain Music Fest in New Hampshire. And we're going back there this summer. And it was like so much fun. It was just on this older couple. They have a big piece of land on the side of a mountain in the middle of nowhere in Warren, New Hampshire. And they had a ton of bands there, but maybe like only like 100 people in attendance the night that we were there, because we were playing the first night. It was Friday night. You know, like how many people are going to be able to get there after work? So like the audience was probably comprised of like 50% bands. And we finished playing, like, I think we were the third to last of the night. And the guy who owns the property and runs the whole music festival comes up as soon as we're done and grabs Mal's mic and goes, I don't know about you guys, but that was the best band I heard all night. And we were cringing so hard. We're like, dude, like literally the entire audience is the other bands. Like we're trying to like, we just want to be friendly and like, you know, meet some other cool musicians. Like we don't want anybody to like turn against us, you know?
I think one of my favorite moments with the band so far, every once in a while we play down at Moonshine Alley and one of our more recent gigs playing there, just the crowd was incredible that night. It was one of the best, most fun crowds I've ever played in front of. Everyone was so into it. And even when we were playing our original music, everyone was all about it, which it just felt really good.
The first time you guys were here, I asked about a time on stage that you'd rather forget. And I think you mentioned a bar brawl that broke out during Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if anything has happened since then that you can share.
I have one that topped it.
Go for it.
Okay. The last time we played at Soundcheck Studios, I got really worked up on stage and really nervous, and my voice started cracking a lot when I was speaking. And now there is an audio clip on the boys' phones of me saying, this is really cool. Does anybody want to
watch? This is really cool.
Like that. It was
to like 350 people.
Like so embarrassing, and I will never live that down.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do more music. What are we listening to next?
We're going to play our brand new song called Illusions.
Let's hear it. We have Total Strangers live on the tiny stage. 95.9 WATD, completely unplugged. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Another day gone. Look at the stars. You see a gray dawn. Count your scars. We gotta fight on. And you're tired. But now we're thinking of starting a revolution. Just an illusion. They got us stuck in a state of confusion. It's getting hard to breathe. We lit a fire. Now we're surrounded. We walk the wire. But we're blind. While they get higher, we hit the ground and you're still tired. But now we're thinking of starting a revolution. All that we see is just an illusion. They got us stuck in a state of confusion. It's getting hard to breathe. I'm starting to suffocate.
I'm losing faith.
I can't get my head
straight. Must be another way.
And maybe if I behave,
ain't that what they say? It's getting
Total Strangers live on the Tiny Stage on 95.9 WATD. So when you guys were sound checking, you played that song, and Mel said, whatever you do, don't ask me about that song. So I'm going to ask you, tell me about that song.
Here it is.
Okay, here it is. Well, I was laid up after a surgery, and Chris Heine was writing all these sick songs and sending me a bunch of voice memos that I could write to. And I had been deep diving into a TikTok algorithm that was all about this man who recently self-immolated. And the backstory of all his doing was very, very interesting and really like misinterpreted in so many ways. And I was just trying to get inside the brain of someone else to write a song that might relate to other people.
And for me, I've heard a lot of songs from you both live and recorded, and that particular song kind of seems like a change in direction musically and structurally, and I dig the vibes. Great job. I can't wait to hear the official recorded version once you're back into the studio and working on the next batch of songs for release.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
So you and Pat, brother and sister, a sibling-fronted band, a field not necessarily known for siblings getting along together. My question to you is, what's your secret?
Why'd you sit me next to her in the studio?
I mean, I will say that there were some moments loading in, but
tell you what, the Thanksgiving week shows are a little testy because we've spent so much time together during holidays. But other than that, I think we've gotten very good at being a team. It's really hard to work with family in general, but working with a sibling, especially so close in age, might be even tougher. But for Pat and I, half the time, it's like we're best friends.
And it comes across, too, because you guys seem to get along so well on stage, and then the chemistry between you two, and especially the harmonies, just sound phenomenal together. So, I mean, I'm thinking like bands like Oasis, where they absolutely hate each other, and you guys just sound so good together, and you also get along together, which seems almost impossible.
Forced family fun,
I was going to say, if I was in a band with my sister, I'm not sure how long that would last. Now, a question for the rest of the band. What's the best sibling argument you've heard so far between Pat and Mel?
Ooh. Who's going to sing what verse?
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's the worst you've heard?
That you can say on the radio.
Yeah, the worst that we could say on the radio.
So let's go over the details again about the album release show. It's coming up later on this month at Soundcheck.
Yes, May 23rd at 8 p.m. at Soundcheck Studios with support from Steve Rondo.
And where can people get tickets for that?
On the Facebook page and on AppLink. It's in our bio, on our Instagram, along with on our Facebook event page, and on our website.
Great. And if people want to follow you guys online, where's the best place to go?
Instagram is the best. Facebook is the second best. And we'd love some traffic on our website, TotalStrangersMusic.com.
Excellent. We have to take our first break. We are running up against the clock here. We have a lot more to chat about. More songs to share. We're going to go into the album in the next segment here on Almost Famous. So stick around. 95.9 WATD brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined in studio tonight by Total Strangers. How are you guys doing?
So good.
Who is in studio tonight and who is playing what?
I am Pat, and I'm playing rhythm, acoustic guitar, and singing.
I'm Mal, and I'm singing.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing bass.
I'm Ben, I'm playing guitar.
I'm Brendan. I'm playing the shaker and the tambourine.
Fantastic. You took the responsibility away from Mel, huh?
She's still recovering from surgery.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about that for just a second here, because when you played at Last Band Standing, you were basically performing possibly against medical advice?
Yeah. However, I am not sitting here to suggest that anybody listening should not listen to their medical people.
But you crushed it, and you guys took the prize for the best band that night, so congratulations.
Thanks.
Again.
Thank you.
Share with us the website, the social media, all the information about the new EP that's about to come out and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. You can find us on Instagram, _TotalStrangers. You can also find us on Facebook, and our website is TotalStrangersMusic.com. Our first debut single came out last Thursday. It's called Moving On, and you can look forward to our next single and our EP coming out by May 23rd.
Fantastic. And a couple of other chances to see you guys live. You, One Last Band Standing, we just mentioned that. The finals are happening at Mix 365 in Malden. That is on June 7th. And the day before, you are performing at a fundraiser for the Talking Information Center. Give us the information on that, if you would.
The TIC Gala this year is on June 6th, and it's over at the Indian Ponds Country Club, and that one's going to be awesome, and it's also a charity event, so yes, that one's definitely a good one to swing by.
And then the Last Band Standing, which is the next night, it's all of the best bands from across the New England area who have won their individual regional Battle of the Bands, in a sense, and a few wild cards, too, for tickets for that performance, which I'll be, I think, one of the judges at. I'm looking forward to that. Details are at anymusicawards.com for that. So lots of good stuff coming up from Total Strangers. Let's do a track off of the EP, which is yet to be released. So what are we listening to first?
This first one we want to play for you guys is Moving On. It's the first single that just released, so you can go find it on our Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere else you find music. This one's out, and we're super stoked about it, and we hope you like it.
Let's hear it. We have Total Strangers on the Tiny Stage. Let's go to the album, 95.9 WATD.
Have you ever had that feeling that you've had before? It's got you so low, so low and down. And have you ever had your heart pulled from you, thrown around? And she's got you falling, he's got you thinking. Maybe things just won't work between you and I. But honey, if they point, you can't say we never tried. We made love in the night. We felt like we were in flight. Denied every fight. But now I can't dry your eyes.
Moving On, Total Strangers, 95.9 WATD, a track off of the new EP. It's a single that's already been released that you can find right now on Spotify and all of the streaming sites. Talk about that song. How did that song happen?
That's actually an older song of ours. When we first got together and started writing, a lot of the stuff we worked on were song ideas that Mal and I had from years ago, and that's one of them. That's from the archives, and we've been playing it for a few years now, and we've really polished that thing up, and Sean McLaughlin over at 37 Foot Productions, who recorded this EP with us, just did a killer job producing it, and we just knew as soon as we heard that first mix that Sean sent us that that's got to be the first one that we release out there and show people, because that's the one that we think is going to grab people's attention the quickest.
What made you guys decide to actually go into the studio and start recording original music?
The original songs started piling up and they needed to go somewhere. It's been a long time coming too. A lot of people have been asking for it and we're just so excited that it's finally here.
So talk about the evolution of the project. How did it begin and how did it end up as the final product?
Well, when we actually sat down with Sean, because he's the producer for the whole thing, to record it, we only had like 7 or 8 songs ready. And he was like, you guys should have like 10 times this amount. And then we picked the favorites. And we're like, well, we don't. So this is what we got. And so we just kind of picked our favorites from the bunch. And we recorded and we loved the way it came out. We got our buddy Brad Goff on organ on that track. He just like came in like 2 takes just completely blew us out of the water. It was awesome.
He's so good. He's such a good dude. So how did you pick and choose the songs that made the final cut? Because like you said, you didn't have many songs as a band, but you did have some songs that went into the Pat and Mel catalog.
So we approached this project with maybe like 8 or so mostly finished songs. And we were originally going to do a whole full-length album. But after working with the songs, we thought that these 5 were the most polished at that point and the ones we wanted to get out the quickest. And I'm glad we did it that way because these 5 songs are just, they're so solid.
I would agree completely.
Yeah, we're just so excited about it.
So as a band releasing your debut EP, what went into the process of organizing and actually releasing an album?
A lot.
A lot more than I expected, that's for sure.
Man, it was a learning experience. And the one thing that I learned was these 4 people around me are a lot busier than I thought they would be. Oh my God. Like between us and Sean, because, you know, Sean McLaughlin is running a successful, busy recording studio. I think the first time we got together was in April of last year. And we got together for a weekend and just like tracked everything. You know, for like the bare bones tracks. And then we're like, okay, so we got what felt like 50% of it done in one weekend. All we need left is to like overdub some guitars, overdub some vocals, throw in some percussion and like, you know, keyboards and organ. Like how long could it take? And just like trying to find a single day that worked for all 5 of us. Cause you know, like we're all working and we're all doing other gigs and we have family obligations. It was like just impossible. Like, it would be like May. We're like, okay, when's the next time we can go in the studio? And we'd all check our calendars. We'd be like, okay, October 22nd. Like, good. We have 6 months to prepare. Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, you have to line up all of the paperwork for the actual distribution and the copyright process and all that. What went into that?
That's been a lot of fun. We had a lot of help, which I got to give a quick shout out to both Brad Feeney and Jack Daugherty, old buddies of mine who just, I can text them with any sort of question like that and they're right on it for me. They gave me a whole checklist of stuff to do and gave me all the links of where to go and stuff. So they were huge helps for us there.
Any plans to actually release physical copies like CDs or vinyl or anything like that?
You know, we thought about it.
Vinyl's expensive.
It is expensive.
Maybe when we make it super big or something. You know?
Right, exactly. And then you have to design the album cover and the liner notes and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So very cool. Let's hear more off the album. What are we listening to next?
Next, we're going to do Head Over Heels, right?
Refrigerator Light.
Oh, Refrigerator Light.
Okay.
And this song has changed titles several times since I've known you guys. So let's hear the song and then we'll talk about it. We have Total Strangers live on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD off of the EP. It's called
Refrigerator Light.
95.9 WATD.
Can we take a minute, reminisce our early days? Ooh, well, I can still pin it the way you had me feeling some type of way. I knew your game, but I saw your face and I couldn't walk away. Well, it didn't take too long for me to see the change. Heart and health and happiness, and the tingles in my veins, the bubbly feeling after sweet champagne. Then the high I get when you kiss my lips, it made my worries fly away. I had a man, and you had your plans, but something made me stay. And now we're dancing in the kitchen with only the refrigerator light. Yeah, we're kissing in the little bit alone with you, a little bit stoned with you, a little bit love drunk and love lost. Oh boy, it's better when this too. I know you didn't see this coming, baby, but was it worth a try? 'Cause one door closes, another opens, and there I was on the other side. I had a man and you had your plans, but something made me stay. And now we're dancing in the kitchen with only the refrigerator light. Yeah, we're kissing in the driveway after we had ourselves a night. Oh, we're loving up and down, and boy, I never knew the fears. Oh, I'm falling hard, head over heels.
Total Strangers here on WATD. And the name of that song is what?
Refrigerator Light.
And it used to be what?
Head Over Heels.
And before that, it was Refrigerator Light.
And before that, it was Dancing.
Talk about that song. How did that song happen?
Oh, man. So...
It's one of my favorites off the EP, I got to tell you.
Ah, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I love that song. That was one of the first songs that I like brought to the band and wanted to work on. It's a song I wrote about our drummer...
Hi. That's cute.
And yeah, it really came a long way. I had a little bit of help from shout out Dan Felix, who also plays horns on the song, and it just came so far from where it started. And
Christian Dow also played horns on that song.
And Christian Dow on the horns.
Yes, some cool harmony horns on that too. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Is there an official title of the EP?
It's a self-titled EP.
Oh, it is self-titled. Okay, yeah. Cool. Excellent. Going into the studio, you guys are very much a live band. So what was it like to actually go into the studio and have to kind of work with a producer and work not in front of a live audience?
It was definitely a challenge for us. It's something we hadn't done before, having a third party telling us and giving us direct feedback while we're in the studio. I would say we learned a lot from that experience, definitely. And we took that approach to write some songs after the studio that we had played. It was definitely a fun experience, though. I think we would be into it again, for sure.
Was it difficult to take your live performance techniques and adapt them to a studio setting?
Yes.
Really?
For me, yes. I'll tell you what, standing in the studio, all these boys, I feel like, have sort of worked with a studio, at least a little bit in their lifetime. I was so new to it, and I was so scared, and I have learned so much on stage with this crew anyway, but to be in a studio where we're getting constant feedback and I'm really trying to harness like the same energy that I use on stage for singing in a sound booth with nobody around me. It was super interesting to work around that.
Because like with a live audience, you can feed off the energy. In
yes.
The studio, you really can't.
Exactly.
When did you know that a song was done?
When we were sick of it.
Literally.
I think... Because we like our live sound a lot, so we like our stripped down sound. And so when working with Sean and dubbing everything, that was very different for us. So I think like if Sean wasn't there to keep pushing the songs along, us five here would have been done with the songs a lot earlier, just because we're used to our stripped down sound. We're used to our live sound and we like it. And so it was really Sean, I think, probably was the one who decided when the songs were done. And the songs speak for themselves now. So
what's the biggest lesson you learned making this EP that will help with the next project?
I think learning to pre-pro the songs, meaning before we go into the studio, we get a game plan together of all of the overdubs we want, all of the extras, harmonies, how the structure is. That's something we learned right off the bat with Sean, was pre-proing. So that's something we're taking to all of our songs. We have like a nice little home studio set up now. If we write a song, we can immediately pre-pro it, which has been super helpful, and we're cranking them out.
So the ball has been rolling on EP number 2, it sounds like.
Ooh.
No.
No? Okay.
But we'd love to get that started. We're like,
you've been traumatized enough by the first one?
No, well, we kept talking about, like, oh, we should record more songs. And then we're like,
we're broke.
Yeah. One thing at a time. Well, and also, maybe we don't have the budget for it.
That's the other thing, too, is it's not cheap to make an EP.
No.
And more expensive to make an album.
Yeah.
Well, let's do another track off of the EP. What are we listening to next?
This next one off the EP is Itty Bitty Lovin'.
Let's hear a Total Strangers 95.9 WATD on the Tiny Stage. Total Strangers, doing some tracks off of the EP that is coming out very, very soon. Itty Bitty, love that song. You played that the very first time you guys were here, and I love hearing the evolution of how that song started off from that in-studio performance to when you played on stage to how it came out on the album. So talk about that song, how that song started and how it finally finished.
That song did go through a lot of different iterations, but we love the final product, especially live. We extend that solo live, and Ben absolutely rips it, and it's just such a cool groove. But we love on the album. Again, Brad Goff did the keyboard for us on that, and like Chris was saying earlier, he came in and just banged it out, and we love all the layering that Ben and I did for guitars on that, and we love how that one came out.
So let's talk about the album release show. It's coming up at Soundcheck Studios. Give us the date and the information.
May 23rd at Soundcheck Studios at 8 p.m. with help from Steve Rondo.
Okay, let's talk about the opening act, because I love Steve Rondo. I saw him, I believe, opening the Levitate Music Festival last year. How did you come across Steve Rondo?
Pat and I used to play a lot down the Cape at Fisherman's View Duo, and many years ago, I can't even remember the year, we did like an overlap with Steve. It was just a passerby, hi, hello, but I've been following his music journey on Instagram ever since. And I saw that he just did like a winter tour and it looked really cool. And I just thought we'd be a great match. So luckily we got him available and we're really stoked to have him.
Fantastic. So what can we expect that night from you guys? Because I will say that the Total Strangers live experience is just that. It's an experience. So what can we expect from you guys at the album release show?
You can expect an hour and a half of original music. So we only have 5 songs out on the EP. Like 25 minutes, a half hour. So that's like an hour of original music that you haven't heard. Special guest appearances from Dan Felix and Christian Dow on horns. Special guest appearances from some Faye family members jumping up and singing.
I was going to ask about that.
Oh, we have to.
We're going to melt all of your faces, and if not, you can get your money back.
Wait,
we got to get our money back from Benny.
So let's talk about the Faye family here, because you, Pat, and Mal come from a very musical family. Let's talk about your musical backgrounds, if we could, for just a moment.
Let's do it. Pat and I are the youngest of 7 siblings, hailing from Plymouth, Massachusetts, under the strong wing of Tom and Jenny Faye. Our dad raised us to literally be musicians. We were on stage from as young as we can remember. And writing original music has been a really cool thing, especially watching our older siblings in original bands and how they operate. And now we're running our own show. And yeah, it's just really cool to have a family to back us in this music scene and like really learn from people who are in it and people who are so close to us.
Now, what are the other bands that Faye members are involved in?
Our oldest brother, Zach, works with Third Left, which I'm sure most of your listeners have heard of before.
Yes, love them.
Our older brother, Chris, has played in a million bands all over the place. Currently, he's with Mini Yellow Witches.
Yes, Jeff Hilliard and company there.
Yeah, they
love
just
those
played
guys too.
At the Spire Center this past Thursday. And they're all over the place this summer, so that's another good band to go check out if you can.
And T-Bird.
Yeah, Dad's been playing in bands for forever, so.
So you mentioned that Dad's been getting you on stage since you were very, very little. Does the money that you make in with the band, does that pay for the therapy bills?
Barely.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to hear one more live song because you have the instruments back on. So let's take one more break here and then we'll hear one more live song from Total Strangers and we'll recap what's going on with the album release show and all that good stuff as well. So you're listening to Almost Famous, The Tiny Stage Hour. I'm John Shea, Total Strangers in studio, back in just a few.
And now back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time, being joined in studio tonight on the tiny stage by Total Strangers. I'm John Shea. This is Almost Famous, introducing you to independent bands and musicians and a lot of music coming up for you guys in the future. Talk about what's going on.
Ton of original music in the works, much of which we're going to be playing at our EP release show on May 23rd at Soundcheck Studios. So
excellent.
If you want to check out some of the new stuff that we got in the works, that's the show to come do it at.
I love it. And if people are just tuning in, if they're not familiar with Total Strangers just yet, who are you guys?
We are a...
Wait, like individually?
I was just going to say go that way for this time.
Individually as a whole.
My name is Brendan. I play drums.
My name is Ben. I play guitar.
I'm Chris. I play bass.
I'm Mal. I sing.
I'm Pat. I play guitar and sing.
And who is the boss of the band? Who's the person in control?
Mallory.
I would have said Pat, to be honest.
I was thinking Pat, too, but...
I would have said Ben.
Share with us the website, the socials, the Spotify information from when the album is actually out. There's a single out there as well. Give us all the details.
TotalStrangersMusic.com is our website. You can hit us on Facebook. That's where the event for the show is. Instagram is also where we're popping off. Post a lot of stuff there. And our first single, Moving On, just hit Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, all that stuff. So go check that out. And our next single, Refrigerator Light, will be coming out this Thursday,
woo,
followed by our EP.
I love it. So in addition to the album release show, you have a few chances to see Total Strangers. First of all, at the Talking Information Center Gala, that's on June 6th at Indian Pond Country Club, and you can get ticket information for that at ticnetwork.org. And then the very next night, you guys are playing a little show out in Malden, Massachusetts.
A little show out in Malden? We're competing in the finals of...
Mouse had her coffee.
She's becoming more unhinged as this interview goes on.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Don't be sorry, Mal.
We're competing for the title of Last Band Standing Massachusetts, put on by NEMA, the New England Music Award Association. And there's going to be, I think, 8 bands there.
Yes,
it's going to be a great night up in Malden. Come out, see some serious talent. Like, we're just happy to see the other bands. We think it's going to be a super fun night.
NEMusicAwards.com is the website. But the main reason we're here is to talk about the album release show. So if you could give in one word, one reason why somebody should go out and see you guys at the album release show, what would it be?
Kick-ass original music.
That's not one word.
You said one word, Brendan.
One phrase.
Pity.
One word?
Creamy.
Creamy. One of the judges at the Last Band Standing said that Ben's guitar solo was creamy, so...
It makes sense.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, John.
We have time for one more song before we close things out. What's it going to be?
This last one is going to be Anna Jean.
Before we hear it, actually, tell us what it's about. How did this song happen?
This, again, like... Moving on.
It's about their cousin.
Mouth is snorted.
Now I forgot the name of the song again.
Okay. All right, I'm ready. This last song we're doing is Anna Jean, and we can't wait for you to hear it.
What?
Let's hear it. Total Strangers tonight, 95.9 WATD. Guys, thank you so much for being
here.
Thanks
for having us, John Che.
Thanks so much for having us, John. 1, 2.
Beyond a window, space and time, where we know you used to be. I can see the way you used to touch my face, the way that you touch me. And I know you used to be waiting, place and time. And I know you used to be mad, but I don't mind. Now I can't find you. Anna Jean, you walked all over me, and now I'm lost in someone else's eyes. Anna Jean, you walked away from me, but some time ago, well, there used to be a girl, but I don't know. Where could she be? And what was her name? Oh boy, am I insane, 'cause I don't know.
what does this mean? And I know you used to be waiting place and time. And I know you used to be mad, but I don't mind. And now I can't find you. Anna Jean, you walked all over me, and now I'm lost in someone else's eyes. Jean, you walked away from me, but maybe you're right. You're the best in time I ever had. You're good, and now you're gone. I can't shake you when it's driving me mad. Someone else's eyes.